David's Daily Digital Dollop, Dollop 293, The Great British Blind Off. Exciting news, Fiona. I am on another train. The ticket for my journey is an electronic one that I have downloaded onto my phone through an app. This is the first time that I have tried this. At the time that the app suggested this option to me, it seemed like a good idea, but now I've just remembered that my screen is severely cracked, and although the phone is still usable for me, I don't need to see the screen, it's very difficult for someone to actually see what's on it. I am therefore a bit unsure as to whether they will accept my ticket as valid if they can't really see it. Perhaps the ticket inspector will think that this is an elaborate scam and that I deliberately smashed my screen so as to be able to execute my fraudulent plan. But, in fairness, this would be a highly elaborate way around not paying for a train ticket, or at least certainly if you relied on sight to use your phone, as you'd have to be sure that the price of getting a valid ticket would be less than the cost of repairing your phone's severely cracked screen. Otherwise, it would be a completely pointless exercise. Perhaps in future I can just have a photo of a ticket on my cracked screen, and I will then be able to travel for free all the time. And given that I can still use my phone without needing to see the screen, I won't be inconvenienced in the slightest. Whereas a sighted person trying this trick would have to get their phone repaired after the scam had been carried out. Oh yes, my friends, yet another amazing perk of being blind. Pretend not to be jealous. In fact, if you are a regular commuter, then you might want to consider blindness as a lifestyle choice, as it would be a highly effective money-saving initiative. If you became blind, then you'd automatically benefit from free bus travel as well. And then, even on the rare occasions that your cracked screen train ticket dodging scam doesn't work, you'd still get a third off the price of your ticket anyway, thanks to the disabled person's rail card that you'd now be eligible for. In fact, the more that I give this thought, the more logical this idea is. I can't believe that Martin Lewis and his cronies haven't thought of this one yet. In fact, the more I think about it, the more I believe that blindness could be a great economic initiative for the UK as a whole. It could completely fix and even significantly boost our country's economy if everyone became blind. Seriously, for a start, just think of all the money that we'd save once we turned off all the lights. Just think how much of a strain we'd take off the NHS if we didn't have to worry about eye care. Just think how much energy we'd save by turning off all the television channels and the transmitters. Come on, people, ask not what your country can do for you. It's time to get blind for Britain. If you really want to make Britain great, then you know what you need to do. Plus, if we are all blind, then automatically this solves all the xenophobia and the racism in the country, because no one will be able to see colour. Thus, there will be no discernible difference between any of us. So, blindness will essentially create a completely egalitarian, problem-free utopia. There will be no need for art galleries, which means the space could then be used to house people. Thus, blindness would essentially eradicate homelessness. I defy any of you to come up with a single valid reason for why this isn't the most incredible idea for our country. Where there is no vision, the people shall perish, says the Bible. But quite frankly, Jesus was talking out of his arse. One of his lesser appreciated miracles, although it went down an absolute treat during parties, especially on those nights when he went mad and turned the water into wine again. Whoa. But the Bible has it completely wrong, which I know may come as a bit of a shock, as obviously it's normally so bang on the money, especially all those lengthy passages about dirty menstruating women. Spot on, Bible. But actually, the opposite of that saying is true. Where there is no vision, the people shall prosper. So, people of Britain, we really can make Great Britain great. If you want to boost our economy and live in a more enlightened world of social equality and peace, then you know what you need to do. Everything I've outlined for our country is possible, and I'm sure that you are all very excited. But we need to be more than excited. It's time to be excited. You see what I did there? Well, yes, you did, and that's the problem. So come on, friends, what are you waiting for? Let's play a blinder for Britain. It's time for... The Great British Blind Off.